Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell here with Alan Barca from Minnesota. Alan, how are you doing today?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm Alan Barca from Litchfield, Minnesota. It's central Minnesota. I started my SAE as dairy production, and I kind of got started in it by helping a lot of different neighbors and buying heifers through high school. So
tell me about specifically what your project is that made you a finalist in your category.
Well, I run my own dairy farm. I started milking cows about 2 years ago.
What kind of cows do you have?
Mainly Holsteins. I have a few Ayrshires and then some crossbred.
Cool. So how does it feel for you to be a national finalist? I mean, it's a pretty big deal. So what's running through your head right now?
I don't know. It's kind of a big honor, I guess. So I'm just kind of proud to be where I'm at. And
you're at the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo. How is your week going here so far?
Pretty good. It's been extremely busy. We got here on Wednesday. We got here. I had interviews yesterday. And then we got this interview thing going on today. So, yeah, it's been pretty busy, but it's been exciting too. So
your chapter at home, they obviously know that you're one of the national finalists. What do you think that they're feeling right now? A sense of pride, stuff like that?
Well, I hope it's a sense of pride, I guess. I don't think I let my community down, so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Alan. Reporting from the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kaylin Broadwell.